Father, we just honour you. You have done so great things for us, and you are still doing that, and you will do that. And we want to worship you. We want to worship you all the time from the depths of our hearts. We honour you. We give ourselves to you. Every day we want to choose to worship you. Thank you for allowing us the privilege and blessing to know you as Father and to worship you as God. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Fantastic. Thank you so much to the worship team. And we're now going to come before God's word, and Mark's going to share with us 6 healthy habits for the new year. Let's pray just as we do. Lord God, thank you for your word. Thank you for your grace and your love that is shining into our lives right now. I pray that you would open us up to your word, to what you want to say to us this morning through your servant, Mark. Open up our minds, our hearts, our whole lives, Lord, that we would know you more and know your word in our lives, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you indeed to the worship team for just leading us in that worship together. And I know throughout January, they're going to continue to be going back down into the church and just using the new sound equipment, recording worship from there. So the move into tier four on Boxing Day doesn't really affect that steps that we're on, recording and then hopefully soon be live streaming, and then live streaming with people able to attend, but we're just following the government guidelines just now as we go forward and just very aware of where things are at. This is the last Sunday of 2020, and so many people have said to me, Mark, I will be glad to see the end of 2020. And, you know, I think we need to be honest that we start facing 2021 with still challenges. And so I was so encouraged last week at our Christmas family service just to be reminded again that Jesus is our hope and Jesus is indeed the light of the world. In a moment, I'm going to look with you at some healthy habits for the year ahead. But before this, let me encourage you, if you've not already done so, to ask yourself, okay, 2020's been tough, but what have I learned and how have I grown? And I was thinking about that for my own life, and I think one of the things I've learned in the last year is just the importance of recognising what I have in my life each day, sort of figuratively speaking, saying, okay, what do I hold in my life today that I can be thankful for? When I think about that in regards to what it means for me to be a follower of Jesus, then, you know, I'm holding my hands open each day and I'm thinking, I know I'm loved by you, God. I know you're with me. I know you're working in my life. I know your spirit's in my life. I know you've got a purpose for my life today. And just being aware each day of what God's given me in my life and the importance of that. But we do look back on what has been a challenging year. And let's be honest, many of us are entering 2021 thinking, what's next? You know, what does this year hold? And you know from previous years that I am one of these people that use the ending of one year and the starting of another year to really kind of reflect and really kind of set maybe some goals and some targets for my life to look back and say, God, what have I learned? And look ahead and say, you know, God, where have you got me going in the year ahead? And of course, we are often inundated at this time of year with helpful advice, you know, 3 habits to get you fit, 7 ways to manage your time better, you know, 5 ways to improve your work performance, you know, 4 ways to cope with the COVID and the challenges it brings, you know. And some of these can actually be really helpful. But I was thinking the other week, as a disciple, as a follower of Jesus, if I were writing a list of healthy habits for the year ahead, what would be on it? And I was thinking about this, and at the same time, I was reading on past the birth of Jesus to the story of when Jesus and his parents go to the temple and they meet Simeon and Anna. And it struck me as I was reading that story, and one I've read many times, struck me again how much we can learn from these two people. So I'm unashamedly jumping onto the healthy habits bandwagon, and I want to just share with you 6 healthy habits for the year ahead. This isn't me as some sort of lifestyle guru or something like that. This is just me as a follower of Jesus, opening God's word and asking, what in this story can I take and apply into my life this year ahead? So if you've got a Bible, if you've not got your Bible, pause, go and get your Bible. And we're going to be into looking at in Luke chapter 2. We read the story starting in verse 21. And we read that Mary and Joseph have had their son circumcised and they've called him Jesus, just like the angel told them to do so. And in verse 22, you see in your Bible that the family have travelled to Jerusalem to present what is called a purification offering. And let me read to you now from verses 23 to 24. Mary took him to Jerusalem, that's Jesus, to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male is to be consecrated to the Lord and to offer a sacrifice in keeping with what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of doves and two young pigeons. So here is Mary and Joseph really doing what every new parents want to do. They want to get everything right. And you know, I can remember when Jessica was born, we wanted to do everything right. You know, all the food, all the baby food was going to be homemade. There was going to be no jars. And you know, Annabelle Carmel was our go-to person. I would come in and Mona would have been making things, the food processor would have been going and cooking and blitzing. And we just wanted to do everything right. Lauren comes along, second child, jar, you know, but that first child, you just want to try and do everything right. And there's Mary and Joseph looking to do things right. And so they have arrived at the temple and there's a man there. And we read on, verse 25. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. We're not told much about Simeon's family or economic status, but we're told a lot about his character. He's righteous, he's devout, he's eagerly waiting. The Holy Spirit is active in his life. He's living with hope for a promise that's been given to him. He sounds like an amazing man. He sounds like the sort of guy that if you hung out with him, you would only come away just encouraged by being in his presence. And verse 27, if you're looking in your Bible, we're told that the Holy Spirit has guided him to the temple on the very day that Joseph, Mary and Jesus are there. And Simeon catches sight of them and goes up to them. Now, we're not told of the conversation that takes place at first, but we're told that he takes Jesus into his arms. There is Simeon holding the Messiah and he praises God. Verse 28, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in sight of all the nations, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. And we read on, understandably, Mary and Joseph are amazed by all of this. Then in verse 34, we read this. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, this child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too. You know, I often think how those words must have come back to Mary as she would years later watch her son being nailed to a cross for the sins of the world. What an amazing meeting this is. But while this is going on, someone else appears. Anna appears in verse 36, we see this. And she is very old. She's been a widow for 84 years. She'd been married for 7 years. So, you know, 7 plus 84, 91. Usually you'd be married around 12 and 15 years old back then, so she could easily be over 100 years old. And we're told, verse 37, that she never left the temple, but worshipped night and day, fasting and praying. And she comes along, and we read in verse 38 what happens. Coming up to them at that very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. Then we read, when Joseph and Mary had done everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth, and the child grew and became strong. He was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was on him. What an incredible story, an incredible encounter, with Simeon and Adam. You know, most folks come up to a baby and say, oh, your baby looks nice and cute. Oh, they look like their mum or they look like their dad. The two of them come up and they're like, this child is the hope of Israel, the salvation for all nations. Incredible what is spoken over Jesus. And in this meeting, though, these two old saints, I think we see some healthy habits that we can take and apply into our lives this year ahead. So we're going to be very practical just give you some things. You might want to just, you know, go away from this message, pray into it and think, you know, that speaks into my life for the year ahead. Six healthy habits then for 2021 and beyond. And beyond, for the rest of your life, really. Firstly, live with expectancy. Simeon was given a promise. He would not die until he'd seen the Messiah. And he's eagerly awaiting for something to happen in his life. And that would require patience. But how much can we connect with this? We are all eagerly waiting for something to happen. We are eagerly waiting to the end of the trials and the challenges of this pandemic. And we know what it is to wait. If this year has taught us anything, it has taught us to know what it is to wait and hope and long for something. But this year ahead, though, you know, is God asking you to have an attitude of expectancy? You know, maybe you're praying for something to change in your work and nothing's happening, and God's saying, remain patient, remain expectant. You know, as we go into this new year, you know, we need to go in believing that God is still at work. Sometimes when you've been through a hard time, sometimes when we've been through some of the challenges that we've been through, we can think, God, are you at work? You know, but God is at work. God's at work in the good moments in your life, and he's at work in the deep trials and struggles of your life too. You know, Simeon, when you think about it, he got to hold Jesus up close. And we need to remember that Jesus is up close and active in our lives. So be expectant as we go into 2021 that God is active in your life. And maybe that just requires a bit of a change in attitude. God, I know you're in my life. God, I believe you're at work. I'm going to live with an expectancy like Anna had, like Simeon had, that you're going to be working in the trials of the year ahead and in the good things of the year ahead, God. You are going to be at work. Second thing for the year ahead, be transformed through spiritual practices. You know, one of the standout pictures in this text is the characters of Simeon and Anna. You know, these are devoted, these are righteous people. And when you're reading the text, you just get a sense of these are two people that just radiated out God's love and goodness. But how that happened in their lives? Well, I think there's a number of key pointers because their lives were continually being transformed by God. And we can see how this was in this text. Verse 26, you know, God transforms us as we're listening to him. Verse 26, it had been revealed to him. See, God had spoken to Simeon and he'd been listening and he'd been believing what God had said to him. And we, you know, we say this often, you know, listening to God is key to the ongoing transforming work of the Spirit in our lives. You know, finding that time and that space where we're slowing down and we're just, you know, opening our Bible, or we're just reflecting on and meditating on a Bible verse, or we're just sitting in a quiet place and we're allowing God to speak in to our lives. You know, what is it you want to say to me, God, about this situation, about what's going on here, you know, about the year ahead? You know, it's so important that we're just listening. But there's Anna as well. What do we see about Anna? Worshipping night and day, fasting and praying. You know, I actually feel in awe of Anna. She sought God with a passion, with a discipline, with a devotion. I just like, wow, what an amazing woman Anna was. And we speak a lot about habits and practices like praying and fasting and scripture reading and silence and solitude. These things that God takes, these disciplines, these habits that God takes to, through His Spirit, to bring about change in our lives, that we're being transformed. You know, a book to read in 2021, How to Pray, A Simple Guide for Normal People by Pete Gray. We've mentioned it before. Many of you have bought it. I encourage you, if you've not bought it and read it, to do so. If you bought it and you forgot to read it, dust it down and read it. A great book that just encourages us in how to talk and in how to listen to God. Both Simeon and Anna, what else do we see in their life? They love to worship God. Simeon praises God. Anna's got this rhythm of worship in her life each day. And, you know, we can worship God throughout the day as well. You know, thank you, God, for being with me in that third Zoom meeting of the day. Thank you for getting me through that. You know, but as we come into the new year, I just want to really encourage you to make talking and listening to God a key practice in your life. Because in that place, God will continue to transform your life as you seek Him, as you're praying, as you're listening, as you're reading, as you're resting in your presence, in His presence, He will continue to transform your life. I need to keep going. Only two down, we've got four to go. Thirdly, persevere in the face of difficulty and disappointment. You know, in the small window we have into Simeon and Anna's life, we get a sense that things have not been easy. You know, Anna was widowed at a young age. Simeon's been waiting for this promise to come into place. And these two folks remind us that following Jesus and living in this broken world requires perseverance during difficulties. You know, last year has taught us that, and one of the key verses that God has really spoken into my life over the last year has been Colossians 2, verses 6 to 7. Let me just read it to you. So then, just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in Him, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. You know, in the challenges of 2020, these three phrases have really helped me. You know, about the importance of having my foundations in Jesus, you know, remaining rooted and built up in Him. You know, reminding me of the importance about feeding my soul, you know, being strengthened in the faith as you were taught. You know, what am I putting into my life that's feeding my life and strengthening me? And then overflowing with thankfulness. You know, I shared a bit about that at the beginning. You know, what have I got in my hands today, God, to be thankful for? We read about Anna expressing her thanks. And I think we see in these two old saints here, you know, they'd faced the challenges of life. They knew where their foundation was. They were standing on God. They'd fed their souls. You know, they'd found strength in the spiritual habits and practices of their life. And they were thankful people. And that just enabled them to keep facing the challenges. So there is our third one for the year ahead. Persevere in the face of the difficulties that we face in life. Fourthly, be Spirit-led. Anna was a prophet. We can deduce from that the Spirit of God was at work in her life. Simeon was, the Spirit of God was on him, we're told. We're told he was moved by the Spirit to be in the temple that day. Now, as we come into this new year, just get yourself aside with God and have that moment where you just surrender to Him again for the year ahead. And just be like, Lord, lead me this year, like you led Anna, like you led Simeon, in the big moments and in the small situations, Lord, lead me, fill me with your Spirit. You know, whether it be powerful, room-shaking moments like we see in the book of Acts sometimes, or maybe just that gentle whisper, Lord, into my quieting spirit, beside the still water, Spirit of God, just lead me this year ahead. If, you know, just get a bit of time, at the start of this year and just say, I surrender to you, Holy Spirit. Lead me this year ahead. We see in Simeon and Anna's lives, they were surrendered to the leading and infilling of the Spirit in their lives. Fifthly, tell people about Jesus. You know, verse 38, Anna, she spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. You know, they were looking forward to the coming Messiah. And she sees Jesus and she knows who he is, just like Simeon knew as well. And she's like, he's the one. He's going to change everything. And she's saying to everyone who's about, this is amazing. And Simeon's like, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and a glory of all your people, Israel. See, Jesus came for all people. And Anna's like, to anyone who's hanging about, this is amazing, this child is amazing. And this year ahead, you know, God is going to place you in some unique places, and he's going to surround you with some wonderful people for you to be like Anna too. By the way, do you know who Jesus really is? And you know, Rory told us earlier on, we've got some great things coming up. Evening of Hope on the 13th, Alpha starting on the 20th. But you know, one of the things I've been so encouraged about throughout 2020, I mean, even just this week, I spoke to someone in our church family who was saying to me and just sharing with me about how they're ministering to one of their neighbours in their street. And you know, it's just God's love and action, and they're getting an opportunity to share some of the truth of the Christmas message with them. And it's just amazing. I don't know if you remember back in September 2019, we had that little phrase, each one, reach one, please God. I have heard of so many stories of people doing that throughout 2020. And I just want to encourage you to keep going and keep doing that. It is, we are called to be a people that tell people about Jesus. And you know, so many of you have been doing that in the year past. Just keep doing it this year ahead. And finally, keep Jesus at the center of your life. Simeon holds Jesus in his hands. And you know, we all need to hold Jesus in our hearts. And that's why he came. The baby in the manger becomes the saviour of the world. He's your saviour. He's my saviour. He's your hope. He's my hope. And Simeon held Jesus only for a few moments, but when Jesus comes into our hearts, he holds us forever. And you know, it's one of the strangest lines in the story when Simeon basically says, I can depart in peace. You know, he's basically saying, I can die now, for my eyes have seen your salvation. Have you seen your salvation? His name is Jesus. He loves you just as he finds you today. There is no hole so deep that Jesus isn't able to go deeper and lift you up out of. You know, keep Jesus at the center of your life. Hold him close to your heart. And when he comes into your life, he holds you forever. He will never let you go. Jesus is salvation for all people. And let me encourage you just to keep him center of your life this year ahead. Well, you know what, I've crammed a lot into this talk. Very humbly, I bring these six habits to you for the year ahead. You know, live with expectancy. God is active in your life. Be transformed through your spiritual practices. You know, praying, fasting, reading the Bible, you know, listening to God, you know, keep these things going. I know it's been maybe been tough during the year that's passed. I know a number of folk have said to Mark, I've disengaged from watching things. I'm just finding it really hard. Keep going. Because God wants to keep working in your life and keep transforming you. And that leads us into that third one about persevering and enduring. You know, remain rooted. You know, God's your foundation. Strengthen your faith as you feed your soul, and just keep being thankful. Maybe, you know, just every day at one point, just say thank you to God for something that's going on in your life, and be spirit-led. This is what's so, so exciting about being a follower of Jesus. God's Holy Spirit is within us. And I read that story about Simeon and Anna, and I'm just like, wow. You know, God wants to do that in my life, maybe different ways and different circumstances, but God wants to say to me, Mark, go here. Mark, speak to this person. Mark, do this. I just want to be open to that in my own life this year ahead. And then keep telling others through your actions of love and your words of love. Keep telling others about Jesus and keep him at the center of your life. Hold him in your heart and he holds you forever. You know, the story finishes with them going home. And we read that Jesus grew in wisdom, stature, and in favour with God and man. And you know, all I've shared today, actually, it's all about us growing. It's all about us growing in our walk with God. And maybe that's just what we need to do. More than, you know, maybe just now at the start of the year, we just need to be saying, God, Mark's spoken about all these habits, but really, when we bring it all down, I just want to grow in my relationship with you and in my walk with you this year ahead. Why don't we pray into that now at this time? Father God, we thank you for your living word and how it speaks into our lives. We thank you for Simeon and Anna and then meeting with your son Jesus just as a baby, and how, you know, their life so long ago, we can take things from that and apply it to our lives. Father, we pray for this year ahead. We don't know. None of us knew this time last year the challenges of 2020. We don't know what 2021 is going to bring. But we do know that we want to grow more in our walk with you. Lord, take us into a deeper walk, a deeper encounter with your love and your grace and your kindness and your goodness. May the song of our hearts be like that of Simeon and Anna, just overflowing with praise and thanks and celebration for your son Jesus. You know, in many ways we went to 2021, maybe folk listening to this today are going in feeling discouraged and fearful, but Lord, lift that off of us and enable us to go into this new year with an expectancy and a hope that only you can bring. Lord, I know the prayer of my own heart is just, you know, God willing, by this time next year, I've just become just a little bit more like you as you've worked away through the years, just shaping and transforming and molding me, Lord, just a little bit more of that in the year ahead. So as we come, we just, you know, as we're on the doorstep to this new year, Jesus, I just picture you saying, follow me. And so we just quieten our heart. And we see you, Jesus, and we commit ourselves to follow you this year ahead. You say in your word, come to me, all you are heavy laden, and you'll give us rest. And that's about your, you know, about your presence being with us in our lives, Lord. Father, we go into this new year with an expectancy that you're going to be at work. And we just thank you again that you are with us. You are with us in all that we have faced and all that we will face. And we thank you for that, Father. And we just pray this now in the precious name of your Son, Jesus. Amen. We're going to worship God together, and let me encourage you to just maybe, you know, maybe it's just about you, you know, I've given you six things, but maybe it's just about you just getting that time to just sit with God and think, okay, God, what in the year ahead? What are things that, where do you want to take me? In my personal walk with you, in my service to you, where do you want to take me this year ahead? God bless you then. Let's enjoy worshiping God together. Next time I preach to you, I'll be in 2021. So see you then. Bye-bye.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before, O my soul, I worship Your holy name. The sun up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the
Thank you so much to the worship team and Mark for sharing with us this morning. We've got our prayer time tonight over Zoom, and that's a communion prayer time as well. And just the usual Zoom details for that. Get in touch if you need those. I hope you all have a fantastic new year.
Yeah, definitely. Just God's peace in your life for 2021. Again, as always, if you're needing any help with anything, please do get in touch with us. If you contact the church office and nobody's in, then just leave a message on the phone and we will pick it up and endeavour to get back to you. But yeah, we will see you in 2021. Yeah. See you then.
See ya.